Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Todd Davidson is making his first appearance on our program today. He's one of the members of the group, The Royal Guard. They're getting ready to celebrate, of course, an upcoming release that we're going to be telling you guys about called Hail the King. But today you're going to be not only talking with Todd not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. The single that we'll be hearing on our program is called I Want to Know. We also will tell you how you can stay in contact with the group and all the great things coming up with them. Todd, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus, how are you, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you guys, not only on what you've been able to accomplish already, but, of course, as I mentioned, what's coming up next for you. You know, Todd, you know, I thought the interesting thing when I was prepping for the segment with you guys is that it's very obvious that all three of you have a genuine love for the music. Do you see the response as really just being the payoff of that love?
Absolutely, yeah, of course.
So when for yourself did you first realize that music was something that you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
I have to, you know, it's funny. Like, I always go back to when I was 12. It seems like when I was 12, I don't know, everything seemed to be happening in my life for the future. But my father played guitar in a band, and I happened to be looking at some pictures. Believe it or not, I think we were watching, I think it was a Prince movie on TV, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And he happened to, like, you know, and he started telling me that he played in the band, and I was like, really, you know? And so I guess from there, I went to, you know, want to take guitar lessons and learn. And you know, immediately, I guess the teacher was telling me that I had some kind of talent. And, my mom was going to church already, and I think I saw a band there one time. And long story short, I mean, I wound up getting my first guitar, and I think it was around that time that, you know, it was something that I knew. I wanted to play sports, but there was something like, you know, when I was playing the guitar that I knew that was like destined or something higher was calling me to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people can relate to that, Todd, and I think that is, again, why, you know, when we talk about passion on this show, I think that's one of the reasons why you guys are so passionate about it. You know, another thing I noticed, you really are using all different forms of new media to be able to spread the word about what you guys are building with the Royal Guard. Of course, you guys are on the social networking sites.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking advantage of Reverb Nation, of course, YouTube. One of the things I noticed on YouTube was the single yesterday you guys were performing it live. Talk to us about the live performance because, you know, as I said, we're going to be listening to the single here, I Want to Know, and of course that's done in the studio. What is it like for you to be able to be up on that stage, Todd, and to not only project that energy in a crowd, but to feel that energy coming back?
You know, we take pride in our live show, a lot of pride, and, you know, it's just, you know, when you see people that maybe have heard the song and they sing it back, and you know, you're up there with guys that I grew up with, and you're able to share and make this music together. You know, I don't know, maybe scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl, maybe, you know, to compare it. I mean, it's you know, just hearing, you know, Fred behind me and the drum hitting me in my chest, and then seeing Andy and, you know, next to me on the guitar, and you know, we've been doing this, you know, we knew each other since we were kids, and then you know, we're on a stage and you see the lights and you see people singing back the song, you know, it's like you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think that is the thing, and I think that is what people are feeling. Now, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Todd Davidson is making his first appearance on our program of the group The Royal Guard. We're talking to him not only about the journey in music, you know, when he first realized that this is what he wanted to do with his life, but what it's been like for him to do it, you know, with his friends and to be able to share that music with the world. As I said, we're going to be listening to the single here in just a little bit called I Want to Know. You know, if there was a message that the group was projecting, Todd, you know, as you're going from single to single, especially with the upcoming release, you know, Hail the King, what would you say the message of the Royal Guard is?
Don't give up. Don't give up on your dream. I mean, we talk about it all the time. This album, you know, has been in the works. You know, we've been working on it And it's just, you know, it's sometimes we've been through the frustrations that some things go faster or slower than we want, or, you know, sometimes you're like, is ever going to get done? And but we just keep saying, you know, we gotta keep it going. You know, we've had this dream, and sometimes, you know, our group personally, we've had our struggles. You know, my mom passed away, or, you know, a few years ago. Then our drummer came down with cancer, actually. And then you start thinking, like, it's over. But watching him get back on the drum set, you know, after being, you know, fully recovered, and here we are back again making this new album, you know, we just keep saying, like, you know, I look at every song, you know, and it's like everything's pointing to don't give up. You know, there's hope. You know, we've all been through struggles, and we, you know, we talk about it. We just got to keep going, you know. So we just hope that people can relate. You know, anybody that has a dream or feels like there's something that they always wanted to do, it's like, you know, you just got to keep going. You can't give up. And, you know, we believe, you know, we always pray together, and we feel like there's something higher, you know, calling us to keep going, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's like the hope for, we just, you know, tell people, you know, don't give up. It's never too dark that there's no hope. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, yeah. Since you brought that up, and I had noticed it actually from a video that you guys, again, had posted on YouTube, you know, telling the story of the group. And I wasn't sure if that was something you wanted to talk about, but I will just ask this one question about that. You know, when I watched that video, what I thought about, even, you know, before I realized we would be actually speaking about it, was that how inspiring that is for someone else who may be, you know, maybe at a point in their lives where they don't know if they can. You know, has that been another side effect of this, Todd, that, you know, you guys have been able to inspire people to not only look beyond themselves, but to realize what's possible for them if it was possible for you guys?
Absolutely, yeah. And we see it all the time, you know, and we, you know, we get kids come into us, or, you know, like, you know, somebody telling me, you know, I'm the reason they're in a band, or, you know, you know, listening to us or something, you know, it's when you know that you're making that kind of impact, you know, on people's lives, you know, it, there's nothing, I don't know what to compare it to, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, it's an amazing thing you guys are able to do. And, of course, to be able to inspire other people along the way definitely has to be a bonus. Again, everyone, Todd Davidson of the group The Royal Guard is joining us today. We're talking to him not only about their group's journey through music, but also what it's been like for them to share that with all of you, just as he's doing here. Hail the King is the upcoming release. We'll be reminding you guys of that as we tell you how you can stay in contact with the group a little bit later. Let's go ahead and talk about the single, I Want to Know. You know, one of the things that you say in that song is, you know, and I think we can all relate to that sometimes, events in our lives are going on, we wonder, you know, if we are awake or if we are dreaming. How did this particular song come about?
Actually, I wrote this song a few years back, and I remember playing with Andy at somewhere, and we, the hook always stayed with us, I Want to Know. And then when we came to this, you know, once this project started coming together, you know, we remembered this song, and it was like, we got to finish it, we got to work on it. And I had, my wife and I got together and worked on more of the lyrics, and I don't know, you know, for me, it started out with, you know, thinking like, okay, is there something, is God, are you out there?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I started. And I want to know, you know, because like, sometimes I just feel like I can't make it on my own, you know. And then just everything else is just what I was going through. I think some of the songs, just the personal struggle, or like you said, is this, am I awake or am I asleep, you know?
Yeah.
I think we all can relate to that. But, you know, to me, there's I think there's hope and there's comfort, in, at least in the thought and belief that maybe there is someone there who cares for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where the song came. And, you know, I guess people can interpret it different ways, but that's kind of like the beginning, the inspiration behind it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's a powerful message. I invite our listeners to definitely enjoy it. Here is The Royal Guard, I Want to Know, from their upcoming release, Hail the King. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this. From their upcoming release, Hail the King, we've been talking about it here on our program, but we've been talking about it with Todd Davidson. He's of the group, the Royal Guard, been talking to him not only about the love of music that the group has, but also what it's been like for them to share it. You guys have been releasing teasers of these singles on YouTube, Todd.
Right.
What can you tell us about the overall project and what people can expect?
Well, you know, I mean, like, right, we keep saying, you know, save rock and roll. I mean, that's kind of like our joke, you know. But at the same time, you know, we want to be a band like out there that, you know, that can play this kind of rock, you know, rock music that, you know, people come to see a live show or just the whole album itself. You know, it's kind of lost my train of thought, but I guess the idea of like, is there a rock band right now that can fill a stadium? That's what we keep joking, and that we want to be that band,
gotcha.
You know, to save the that sound. You know what I mean? It's, right now, you know, we're like, the rock sound? Is it out there anymore? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So we're hoping that, you know, a true rock band, a band that could play the songs not just in the studio but live. You know, and play not just Rock Band on video games, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that's, you know, we see all that, so, yeah.
Right. No, I was just going to say, and that brings me back to how I kind of began this conversation, about the support. I mean, do you think that's one of the things that people really, really, they respect about you guys, is that you really are more than just, you know, a creation, you know, in a studio? You guys are someone who actually, you know, can perform and interact with the music, with your fans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we take pride, like I said, in, you know, being able to play our instruments and you know, and in the songwriting itself. You know, we feel like the songwriting is, you know, we have an open palette of different, you know, topic that we feel a lot of people can relate to, and you know, just in our own personal experience, to try to make a real rock album. You know what I mean? A full, you know, we have like 13 tracks and two instrumentals that we're working on, and just something that people listen through and just be like, man, these guys can really play. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
That's kind of what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, too, and, you know, everyone likes to be entertained. Of course, I think that's part of entertainment. But also, I think to be able to take something away, and as you were talking about that single, I Want to Know, as well as I think some of the other singles that are, you know, on this project, I think people will enjoy the story. And even as you said, here, Todd, being able to, you know, to kind of relate to it in their own way. I mean, maybe they will take something away from it that you guys had never even expected. But I think that's the whole beauty of being able to tell a story through music and kind of leave it up to the audience. So, you know, for our listeners out there that want to stay in contact with you guys, want to know what's coming up next for you, you know, where's the best place for them to go to be able to find you?
I think Facebook is probably, you know, we're always on Facebook, just facebook.com/TheRoyalGuard. They can find us on Twitter at The Royal Guard. So between those two, I mean, they can find everything. And, you know, our old album is on iTunes, but this new Hail the King hasn't been released that yet. So, but through Facebook and Twitter, they can keep track, you know?
Gotcha. Well, definitely make sure they stay in contact with you guys there. And if they have not gotten the first album, you guys do have the iTunes link on your Twitter handle. I noticed I saw that today.
Yep.
So they can make sure to go over there to twitter.com/TheRoyalGuard to be able to click there and to be able to get it. Thanks a lot, Todd, again, for the time. I know you guys are really busy. I appreciate you stopping by and introducing the single and looking forward to staying in contact with you.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you, you know, having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate the time, and we appreciate all of you for tuning in, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online through our friends at blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Todd, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation about 3 to 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, we want to thank Todd for stopping by the program today. Thank all of you for listening. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.